Good morning, this is John Alls, and I want to welcome you on behalf of Independence Baptist Church. Today we will be finishing up a message by Brother Jim Duke titled, Do You Have Another Year? Now we've talked about the fact that people die, and they don't know when, and it can be totally unexpected. We also talked about that it happens to everyone. It doesn't happen to just those that are greater or worse sinners than the rest of us. It happens to all. And we also talked about what repentance is, and that repentance and faith in Christ as your Savior is something that needs to be on your mind today, because you may not have tomorrow. Now this week we'll be finishing up with a recap of this message, and the final question of, do you have another year? Do you personally have another year?
When we started, turn back over if you will in Luke chapter 13. When we started the message, we asked you a question. Do you have another year? Do you have another year? Back in Luke chapter 13. Back over in Luke chapter 13. Verse number 1. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay. But except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Verse 6. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree and planted in his vineyard. And he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down, why cumbereth it the ground? And he, answering, said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after thou shalt cut it down. Do you have another year? The Lord Moses told the rich man that was burning in hell that wanted him to send Lazarus back to his brothers. He said, he's got Moses and the prophets. If he doesn't hear them, he won't be persuaded though one came back from the dead. You that hear the preaching of the Word of God, do you have time to wait? Do you have time to wait in this issue in regard to your salvation, the salvation of your soul? We have no promise of any time. The Lord told his half-brothers over there in John when they were telling him, you know, he had begun to have his ministry on the earth. And they said, well, it's time of this feast and stuff. You ought to go down to Jerusalem. Any man that claims to be anything won't do it in secret. But go down and show yourself to the people. And the Lord said unto them, He said, My time's not yet come, but your time is always ready. We never know when death will come. Things can happen in an instant, can they? Things can happen in an instant. Bobby Hazlett, a boy that I went to school with, 23 years old, there on the Big Sandy River, there by the Ashland Oil Refinery. Some of y'all that have gone out through there, when Billy and Tracy lived out there, you cross over I-64 going from Kentucky into West Virginia. Bobby Hazlett was right down that river one day when he and a fellow that he worked with, they're welders, went into that oil barge and lit that torch and dropped it down in that hole, and they never found him again. If Bobby didn't repent of his sins and trust in Jesus Christ, he's in hell today. Kearney Austin, a neighbor of my mom and dad's living right beside of him, laid down to take a nap one day. Never woke up. 50-some years old. We all have those folks in our lives, don't we? That was totally unexpected. The time of death didn't seem to be close. the Jim Nobles down here at Metro Electric some years ago back in the 90s. I walked in there and talked with Dave, and Jim was there in the place. And if Jim would have had a clock, and I don't mean this bad, but if he would have had a clock on his forehead, it would have said 3 days. Late 40s. Our time is always ready. Our time is always ready. And the Lord said, if you don't repent, you shall all likewise perish. Luke chapter 15, turn over here just a few pages if you will. Luke chapter 15, verse number 7. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth. One sinner that repenteth. More than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Matthew chapter 9, verse number 13. Matthew 9, 13. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13. The Lord Jesus Christ saying, but go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners who repent. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. See, that's what that man was asking about that tree to the man that owned the vineyard. Give me one more year. Give me one more year in the special care of digging it up and fertilizing it, watering it, and caring for it. Do you have another year of the tender care and succoring of the Lord and His call to salvation for you? We don't know. You don't know. But He gives out the word and the call to salvation, doesn't He? He gives out the invitation. The Lord's accomplished it all. It's done. There's not anything else that needs to be done except that you repent and believe. He says, I succored thee, for he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. I've nurtured thee, I've told thee, I've instructed thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Lord says, come. Is there anybody here in the church that says, no, wait for another day to be saved? No, the church says, come. And the Lord says, come and take of the water of life freely. Amen. Do you have another year? Do you have another year to wait? Do you have time to wait? Is there the Lord? Does the Lord say, wait? The Lord says, come.
Careless soul, why will you linger, wandering from the fold of God? Hear you not the invitation, oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. Why so thoughtless are you standing while the fleeting years go by, and your life is spent in folly? Oh, prepare to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God.
Now, before we sing this next verse, I want you to listen to the words really close. Now, this third verse says, hear ye not the earnest pleadings of your friends that wish you well. and perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. We have no guarantee of tomorrow. We really have no guarantee of later today. The only thing we have a guarantee of is right now. And the Bible says that today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. If you've never accepted the Lord as your Savior, you don't want to put it off. You don't want to say, well, I don't want to think about it right now. Because as this verse 3 says in this song, prepare to meet thy God, perhaps before tomorrow, you'll be called to meet your God. And you'll be condemned to an everlasting hell, an everlasting punishment. His Son came and died for your sins. Accept Him. Repent of what you are. Accept Him as your Savior, your personal Savior. Don't put it off until tomorrow, because you may be called to meet your God tomorrow.
Hear ye not the earnest pleading of your friends that wish you well, and perhaps before tomorrow you'll be called to meet your God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God. If you spurn the invitation till the Spirit shall depart, then you'll see your sad condition, unprepared to meet thy God. Careless soul, oh, heed the warning, for your life will soon be gone. Oh, how sad to face the judgment, unprepared to meet thy God.
Now today, Brother Jim's question was to the lost, asking if they have another year. But if you're saved, you need to ask yourselves the same question. Do I have another year to do what the Lord has led me to do? Am I living today like I should be living? Am I following Him like I should be? Now, lost or saved, we're not guaranteed of another year, and we're not even guaranteed of tomorrow. We need to be seeking the Lord and doing His will today. Now, we are almost done with this broadcast this morning, but we do want to ask you to come and join us for services today. We will be meeting at 10 a.m. for Sunday school, 11 for morning worship services, and 4:30 for afternoon services. You can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. And if you need directions, you can call us at 636-673-2180, or you can log on to our website at www.independencebaptist.org. Again, the phone number is 636-673-2180, and the website is www.independencebaptist.org. Now, starting next week, we'll also be having our annual Bible Institute. Now, during the Bible Institute, we will have four different preachers. On Monday, February the 4th, we'll only be having evening services, and they'll start at 7 p.m. However, on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we'll have four services each day. There will be two services in the morning and two services in the evening. Now, morning services will be starting at 10 a.m. with a meal afterwards, and the evening services will be starting at 7 p.m. We will be providing a meal before that evening service. And we do encourage you to stop by for as many of the services as you can, and we look forward to seeing you there. But now, if for some reason, you're not able to make it to the services that week, you can contact us for CD copies of the messages. We can be reached again at 636-673-2180, and if you'll call us and leave us your contact information, we'll gladly send you a copy of the messages for that week. We do want to thank you again for listening, and don't forget to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message from God's Holy Word.